Many Michigan farmers are wrapping up their spring planting this month, but this season there's a cloud hanging overhead and it's not bringing nourishing rain. It is, however, all about water. Last week, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency issued its final rule on what it calls the waters of the United States. The action expands the EPA's jurisdiction over more waterways protected by the Clean Water Act. The agency says the action is necessary to keep the nation's waters clean, but property owners, including farmers, say the EPA is overstepping its authority and threatening their operations. I recently spoke with Laura Campbell, the Agricultural Ecology Department Manager with the Michigan Farm Bureau. I first asked her why the new water rule is so problematic for farmers.
There's a number of reasons, one of which is that even from the time that they initially proposed this rule, we have opposed EPA expanding its jurisdiction. We don't feel that it follows the Clean Water Act or the intent of Congress when they wrote the Clean Water Act, where they divided jurisdiction between the federal government and state governments for how to handle waters of the United States and waters of the states. So that was the first problem that we had with it. The second was that the proposed rule had a lot of uncertainty built into it, very, very unclear designations, and we don't feel that they've made a whole lot of improvement with this final rule that they've issued. They have a very unclear definition of what is a tributary, which is now considered a water of the United States. They say anything with a bed, bank, and ordinary high watermark, but if you look at the sort of erosional features that might come across a field, it could be up to the individual interpretation of some field agent as to whether or not that is a tributary, a regulated waterway, or just an erosional feature that appeared that spring across a field. Further, the rule allows EPA to go into historical records to determine whether or not something is a tributary, something is a waterway, which means that not only do farmers have to worry about whether something is a waterway in their field, now they have to worry about whether or not something ever was a waterway in their field. Mm. We don't feel that helps farmers at all.
You refer to it as a power grab.
Yes.
Do you feel the federal government, on a real practical level, do you feel the federal government has the human resources to act on this in a way that would constitute a power grab?
We think that they don't, and that's going to be a problem as well. So they'll have all of this jurisdiction, which they can selectively use against whoever they want because they've now got the administrative ability to do that, but they don't have the manpower to back it up. They're going to be leaning on states to help enforce their rules. They're going to be leaning on citizen groups to be their watchdogs and to file suits against whoever they think happens to be doing activities out in the countryside that may or may not be affecting a water of the United States. It's going to create a very, very confusing environment out there.
How do state officials feel about this? If previously authority was assigned to the states, to the DEQ, for example, mm-hmm. how does the DEQ feel about this? Do you know that?
Well, I would definitely defer to DEQ staff to let you know directly how they feel about the rule. I know that in our discussions with them,
but their authority has been reduced here, if I'm understanding you correctly.
In some cases, and we're not sure how this is going to work out because EPA has not given us the final word on whether or not they've approved our Michigan-specific wetlands and inland lakes and streams law. Mm-hmm. In some cases, it could interfere with our ability to manage our own waters.
Laura Campbell's our guest here. She's the Agricultural Ecology Department Manager with the Michigan Farm Bureau. We're talking about a new rule recently issued by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency that changes the definition of navigable waters of the United States. Many members of the Farm Bureau are upset about the rule. This ruling could affect any property owner, though, not just farmers. Obviously, a lot of your members, but a lot of other people as well?
Absolutely. Anyone who puts a shovel in the ground. So that's anyone who's building homes or businesses. That's anyone who's doing utility work, road work, anyone out in the countryside who is doing work that might cross what is now a water the United States could be impacted.
What are you hearing from your members?
We're hearing a great deal of confusion, a great deal of concern. They're worried that they're going to have to get a whole new suite of permits for activities that they've been able to accomplish across their fields, not even thinking that some low spot or some depression or some erosional feature might now be a water of the United States.
I want to be clear on this, though. Will this rule supersede the monitoring that's done now by farmers in partnership with DEQ, for example, or the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service?
Where we see this as interfering is that it will expand the scope of those waters that have to be monitored and maintained by the state. So the state's got a program of waters of the state where it's, you know, where it has its own definition of what is a water of the state, what is a regulated wetland, what are waters that have regulatory permissions surrounding them in the state. This is going to expand that upstream and into fields and into the countryside further than I think the state may be prepared to go.
And you're calling on Congress to resolve this. How exactly?
We are. We have supported two bills that have been introduced, one in the House and one in the Senate. Both of them would require EPA to withdraw the rule and to start the process over again. We definitely don't want to leave the situation open the way that it has been ever since 2006, and that sort of I don't even know whether to call it apocryphal ruling by the Supreme Court in Rapanos, which really threw a lot of our knowledge about waters of the U.S. into confusion. We've asked for a ruling. We don't like this one. We feel that our concerns were not addressed in the comment period, and therefore we're asking through these legislative pieces for the rule to be withdrawn, for EPA to start over again, to actually listen to the comments of the regulated community when crafting a new rule.
And do you expect Congress to offer some support in that direction?
We do. We do. We've gotten excellent support from our congressional delegation.
What has been required of farmers as stewards of these waterways in the past? Were conservation efforts mandatory or voluntary or some combination of the two?
There's been a lot of combination of the two. Obviously, with Michigan having a delegated program, we're one of only two states that does, where we can manage our own wetlands program. Normally, EPA and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers manage those directly for states. And then for point sources and other sources of potential pollution, all states work with EPA on managing those programs. So we've had for a long time expectations of farmers that there were certain activities that had to get permitted if they were going to be working in a water of the state, if they were going to try to affect a regulated wetland. Well, now they're going to have to apply those regulatory controls, the setbacks from waterways and making sure they're not putting soil or any kind of pollutant like a fertilizer or a pesticide into these new features that are now going to be waters of the United States. And this could seriously affect a farming procedure. If you think about, for instance, integrated pest management, that's a practice that's been developed by farmers to make sure that they're not over-applying pesticides, that they're applying what they need, when they need, and exactly the timing that they need to be able to prevent pests from destroying their crops. Well, now if you've got a water of the United States running through the middle of your property, you're going to have to apply for a permit in order to be able to apply this pollutant to that water of the United States. That consists of a really significant delay in when you can do these things. Your timing is blown, the pests will have at your crop, and mm-hmm. you could lose your entire crop for the season.
Our guest today is Laura Campbell, the Agricultural Ecology Department Manager with the Michigan Farm Bureau. We're talking about the new EPA rule that changes the definition of navigable waters of the United States, which has upset a lot in the agricultural community. What other things do farmers do to maintain reliable sources and quantities of water? Are irrigation practices alone enough?
Well, that's an interesting question because water quantity and water quality have some different characteristics and different rules around them. And even under this new Clean Water Act rule, there are certain exemptions and certain setbacks for what you can do with irrigation water and what you can do with irrigation return water. But as far as protecting water quality, farmers have been, especially in Michigan, have been acting for a long time on their own to make sure that they are protecting those water sources that are in their area. They've participated in a major way in programs offered by USDA through the Farm Bill for conservation practices that help to keep soil and nutrients on the land. And Michigan itself has the Michigan Agriculture Environmental Assurance Program, which is a way for farmers to be able to look at a whole farm risk assessment. You know, what are the potentials that they might have for pollution coming off their farm and address all of those in a way that can be verified by the Department of Ag that they're doing the right practices.
So this rule doesn't take effect until 60 days after it's published in the Federal Register. Does that leave you and opponents of this rule enough time to take action?
Well, you know, we're pretty used to working with rulemaking and with the deadlines that are set on us by the federal government. This isn't the first time that we've dealt either with rules coming out through the Federal Register or anything with EPA. So we're prepared for that 60-day window. We're prepared for the actions that will need to be taken. Some of the things that we're going to be working on, obviously, is continuing to support those bills moving through Congress that would require EPA to start this rulemaking process over, to actually listen to those regulated communities. But then also, we're going to be looking at other strategies, and I'm sure folks who are supporting the rule are going to be doing the same, to see if there is a legal challenge that can be made to this as well.
Could this have a detrimental effect on this year's growing season and harvest?
We certainly hope it won't. You know, obviously, farmers have challenges every year dealing with how to bring harvest in, whether it comes to weather events or availability of labor. But definitely, we'd like to see this year's harvest come in for a lot of our summer crops and then see where we go from there with the implementation of the rule.
Laura Campbell is Agricultural Ecology Department Manager with the Michigan Farm Bureau. We're talking about the new rule recently issued by U.S. EPA that changes the definition of navigable waters of the United States. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you.